passing through this process, or it may come. So you should try. And second is, tinadapi sunichena, tarurapi sahisununa, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Now, being like this, having these qualities, or really you should chant the name. Then you can chant. If any worldly desire you cannot do, never and never, always sense gratification, how can you do? Very hard. Now hearing and trying and then thinking that, oh, I may be very easily. But when you will go from here to your houses and here and there, oh, controlling nature will come. I am monarch of all. Oh, I want to control all. And this is the problem. I have told so much about this sloka. So we should be on fourth sloka. What is that? What is the meaning? You.
Nadanam Najanamana Sundaring. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the Lord, I don't want any wealth.
When he is telling?
He's
in family life he is telling, or he is telling in Gambhira?
He's in Gambhira with Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda and grasping them around the necks.
Weeping telling. What?
Weeping in great lamentation, in separation from the Lord, begging for ahoitaki bhakti, that bhakti which is without any cause, without any motive. When I first met Gurudev some 9 years ago, he said, oh, you're an international preacher? Then tell me, what is the definition of causeless? What is the definition of ahoitaki? So I gave some information, and then he said, ahoitaki means Radharani. The level of Radharani is causeless devotional service. No matter what Krishna does, even if he's a debauchee, she says, you're my life, you're my only life, and no matter what you do, that's fine, and her love increases. This is the nature of prema. It comes to a breaking point, but rather than break, even if there's a reason to break, it continues to increase. This is the definition of causeless. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Srimati Radhika herself, he's in separation from that mood. All of our acharyas show us that. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they're praying for that mood that's already realized by them in their siddha deha. This is the simultaneity of experiencing something and feeling separation from that. Krishna is feeling separation from his own self. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying in his sannyas ashram in Gambhira, when after he's met with Rai Ramananda, and he's learned somewhat from him how to taste what he came to taste.
What the is love dhanam? Hmm? Dhanam?
Dhanam means wealth. I don't want any possessions. I don't want any money. No matter how much we have, we always want more. It's never enough. And we're always...
Also dharma dhanam.
Dharma dhanam means religious wealth. That I'm following religious principles and I'm tasting the results of name and fame from my religious practices. Nadanam najanam. I don't want any followers. That I am a big guru, now I don't have to learn anymore, I don't have to take sadhu sangha, I don't have to hear harikatha.
Also, or son, daughter, or family, relatives, all are
janam.
Janam.
And nadanam najanam nasundaring. says
Sundarin Kavita.
Sundarin Kavita. Kavita means poetry or learning. Sundari means I don't want any feeling that I'm a great poet or I'm a great writer, I'm a great speaker.
Like 60 kinds of arts, all are including.
64 kinds of arts? So najanam, najanam na sundarin kavita. And I don't want liberation also.
Uta janam madhye eshe geche. In janam, wife, children, any beautiful lady, everything has come in janam. So kavita sundari. High class of learning. All arts and everything, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra learning, all. And to make kavita. Westerns are by birth, they are expert to make kavita. Kavita means poetry. Anyone, they can. In India, very hard to make.
Mama Janamani Janamani Ishvare. O Ishvara, O Supreme Lord, I also don't want liberation. I'm only interested in serving you birth after birth, whether it's in hell or heaven. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the position of bhakta, of devotee, to set example for us. At the same time, he's already the highest associate in the form of Srimati Radhika. And so shown by the gopis, when Krishna told Narada, I have a headache and I need the dust of the feet of any of my devotees and that will surely cure my headache. So Narada went to the queens in Dwarka and everyone said,
Don't explain so much.
Okay.
We have no time.
So the gopis said, it doesn't matter if we go to hell as long as Krishna is cured. So this unalloyed service, I want birth after birth. I'm not interested in my own liberation or happiness. I just want to serve you in any condition of life. And that consciousness is Goloka Vrindavan consciousness.
Only he wants ahetuki bhakti. And ahetuki bhakti means causeless bhakti. And that is what she told. The modes of gopis. The modes of Brajavasis. I had to keep up.
In this verse, Mahaprabhu is using the word Bhagavan. So you see, Mahaprabhu is addressing Krishna by the name Bhagavan. So it seems that in this verse, the mood of Lokiks and Bandhubat to Vrindavan has not come yet. In this verse.
Not, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is that. His prayer is for that ahetkui bhakti. Like anyone covered with all anarths, all kinds, but by hearing high class of Vaishnava, he may have a greed to be a maid servant of Radhika. Know her. This is not wrong.
Not only full of opulence, Bhagavan has so many meanings also.
No. So no harm. Then, what is after that shlok? What is the meaning? Try to observe your mind on this. And try to know the meaning and try to be like this.
Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praying that after achieving these four qualities and this one-pointed meditation, that I only want Ahaituki Bhakti. Now, the process of Sambandha becomes more and more thick and he's praying here, I want to be only a speck of dust at the lotus feet of you, Nanda, son of Nanda Maharaj.
I Nanda Tanuja King Karam Patitang Ma Bishame Bhavam Buddha. Kripaya to pada pankaja sthiti dhulir sadrisham vishe.
O son of Dhamma Maharaj, yeah.
Oh, you give him. He is futter futter doing. Futter futter, you know? Futter futter doing? Oh, stand up and show your face to all.
Oh, my Lord, Son Maharaj Nanda, somehow or other I've fallen into this ocean.
Maharaj Nanda, oh Maharaj Nanda. His
son of Maharaj Nanda.
Oh, very good.
Somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of repeated birth and death. I'm your eternal servant. Please pick me up from this ocean and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Awaken me to this position eternally.
Sit down. Oh, can you? Oh, you are. Oh, you cannot. You? Yes? What is the meaning? Try.
I am your eternal servitor. The eternal position is as a servant of Krishna, but somehow or other, I've fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death. What's next?
After that?
And please pick me up, because there's no other way that the devotee can get back except by mercy.
Sthiti dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. What is the meaning?
The devotee is very insignificant. The living entity is very insignificant, just a particle of the Supreme Lord. Part of the Supreme Lord, but a very insignificant part of the Supreme Lord. And the only way he can return to the Supreme Lord is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord who sends his pure devotee, not by his own methods or his own plans or his own karma or work. Only if Krishna or his pure devotee reaches out and plucks him can he bring him back to Goloka Vrindavan.
Thank you. Oh, can you clarify more? You? More? Tirthapada? Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee, is wishing that I am a particle dust of Krishna. I want to be always with, on the feet, always.
Attached with your feet.
What?
Attached with your feet.
Always. I don't want that any should wash the feet and he should
remove.
Never. What? Anyhow, I don't want to. What is the meaning? I want to serve always. Now I have forgotten this thing. But anyhow I have known. Oh, please accept like your dust, lotus dust, so that I will be always attached and always serving, not separated. Ever, in any way. So, this mode should be, and prayer should be. First try to do it in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Try to be a dust of the lotus feet of your Gurudev. And high class of Vaishnava. Gurudev is high class of Vaishnava. If he is it, so. So try to be. If you are disobedient, or you want to always be far away, you don't want to see his shadow even, very away, far away. Then, what is the use? You are very far away from bhakti. So try to be very nearer, very nearer, like a dust. And then he may, by his mercy, take you and give in the lotus feet of Krishna. More than that, he can do something more. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet. He is joined, Radha and Krishna both. So, we should pray like this. And then, Nainam Galadashudhara Badanam Gadagada Ruddhaya Gira Pulukari Nichitang Bapuhakadato Namagar Nainam Galadashudharaya Badanam Gadagada Ruddhaya Gira Pulukari Nichitang Bapuhakadato Namagrahane Bhavishyati. Oh, when? When it will be? What?
Nayanam galad ashudaraya, when will my eyes be filled with tears of love?
When it will be?
With my eyes, nayanam?
When? In what stage?
In bhav? Stage of bhav?
Yes. So, more than that.
More than that.
If that ahetuki prem is here. In separation, in meeting both. Nayanam galad ashudaraya. Then, ashtasattvic bhav, when it will come, first allamban, uddipan, and after that, in height way. And when ashtasattvic bhav, not dhumait, not covered, when it will be?
Ujjvalita.
And then at that stage, if seeing Krishna, always. Not seeing Krishna, more feeling separation. Like, after long time, you heard that your son is dead. But anyhow, after long time, you found it. Oh, he is not dead, he is alive. And he came to you, father, and you took and... So, lakh times more than that, for Krishna it will come. Either meeting or in separation, ashtasattvic bhav will come in highest way. And then, nayanam galadashrudharaya, when your heart is melted, then otherwise not. So, how it will melt? This is the question. So, follow all these process. Then ashtasattvic bhav will come. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to jaja gaga jaja gaga. Not Jagannath. Radhika. Prananath. Pra. No nath. Weeping. Sometimes Lalita is chastising Radhika. Oh, why you are now Dakshina Naika? You should not be. Krishna did praying, and he told that, you are my heart and soul. Please forgive me. And she became pleased, and at once she came and began to chastise. Don't be like that. Oh, Srimati Radhika told, you are telling, but I cannot do. What should I do? I fear also,
Lalita.
You also, and Lalita, you, I am fearing from you. But I cannot remain like you are telling. And he began to weep. So, Nainam Galadashru Dharaya Badanam Gadagada Ruddhaya Gila Pulakair Nichitam Bapuhakada Bhavishyati. When a day will come, that I will be. Do you read these slokas like in same mood? Troy. Troy. Oh, this is. I have come to remember you all these things, that you should remind and try to do. Follow this process. Gaur Prema Nande Hari Hari Gaur.